Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NBA, Ja Morant left Sunday's 142-112 Game 3 loss to the Warriors due to a right knee injury. Morant was trapped at half court by Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins, with just over 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. A foul was called on Wiggins during the play, so Morant ventured to the free throw line, but after his first attempt, the dynamic point guard was visibly in pain trying to stretch out his right leg. Now we take a look at some DraftKings MLB Sunday night breakdown picks. Rain has messed with MLB's schedule a bit recently, but DraftKings has a featured slate of contests that's shaken out for the Sunday, featuring 7 games, the first of which starts at 1:35 p.m. Eastern. Gerrit Cole is the top pitcher on the slate. Cole will finally face the Rangers in the first half of a Sunday doubleheader. Rain has pushed things for the ace pitcher, who hasn't allowed a run in his last 12 and two-thirds innings pitched across his 2 starts. The Rangers are middling in runs scored, but finished 28th last year, so there could be regression as things stabilize. There's also Jordan Lyles. Lyles offers the lowest salary among starting pitchers Sunday, and in this matchup makes him worth the roll of the dice. He's at home against a team that ranks last in runs scored. It's a bit of a gamble, but going with Lyles could save you plenty to help you bolster your lineup elsewhere. If he takes advantage of the matchup, he will be worth it. For bats, let's not forget that Max Kepler hit 36 home runs in a season. He also went deep 19 times last season and stole 10 bases, even though he hit only .212. The Southpaw's primary issue has been fellow lefties, and right-hander Dalton Jeffries has allowed 11 runs over his last 2 starts, all good signs for Kepler. There's also Austin Hayes, who hit 22 home runs last season, and this year he's slashing .287. He is the Oriole of choice today, with a lefty on the mound. Daniel Lynch has made 2 good starts and 2 bad ones, leaving him with a 4.64 FIP. The big concern for him is that he's given up 1.7 home runs per 9 innings. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.